That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams. Other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, it is time that we help out our girl, Nicole. I need you to pick up the phone and give her some advice at 321-0931. She's in a situation with her boyfriend, Nick. And here you go. It's a good one. Hey, Krista, I'm kind of freaking out right now. So listen, I have no idea how to handle my boyfriend, Nick, right now. And I'm hoping you can help me out. So listen, I've been dating Nick for about a year. And I knew that when I started dating him that he was in the process of getting a divorce. It seemed okay because he said things were already over between him and his wife. They just needed to sign the document. I had no reason not to believe him. Well, his ex-wife contacted me this week and told me the truth about their divorce. They got divorced because Nick had been cheating with me. I was the reason they got divorced. I mean, I feel so disgusting right now, and I'm so mad at Nick for lying to me. It's a mess, and I have no idea what I should do about it. Do you or your wonderful listeners know? There you have it, Nicole. Oh, girl, she needs your help. Pick up the phone once again, 321-0931. So I'll paraphrase it again. She emailed us. She's in a situation with her boyfriend, Nick, who she's been with for over a year now. Now, at the time when she met Nick, he was going through a divorce. It was already done. The papers were going to be signed. Bada bing, bada boom. Well, lo and behold, a year later, his ex-wife now has contacted Nicole and said she was the reason that they had gotten divorced because he was cheating on her with Nicole. Nicole feels really gross inside. She doesn't know what to do. She's really mad at him. And of course, we need you to chime in. Good morning, 93.1 Jams. Is this Brett?
Yeah, this is Brett.
All right, honey, what do you think?
Nicole needs to stop listening to this ex-wife.
Okay.
Why is it that a year goes by and suddenly this woman is back on the scene with all these opinions, and I don't know who this ex-wife is and if we can trust her, and I'm just afraid Nicole's going to throw away a good thing.
You know, I was kind of thinking the same thing, that, you know, waiting a year, that's kind of a long time, because if she knew that her boyfriend or husband was cheating, then wouldn't she have reached out to Nicole at that time to be like, hey, get away, I'm married, you're ruining my marriage right now, and try to fix it then coming to her now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why wait a year? It doesn't make any sense. I think she's vindictive. I don't trust yet.
Maybe she wants him back. Maybe the ex-wife wants Nick back.
Yeah, and you don't know what the ex-wife did to maybe push Nick out. You know, it sounded like the marriage was coming to an end already. It was probably over. It could have been the ex-wife's doing.
Yeah. Do you have friends that have unfortunately gotten divorced, or have you been in this situation?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's everyone sees it differently. You know, one person says, "Oh, it's the other person." The other person says, "The other person." So Nicole just has to trust her man.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what I learned? That you never judge either a person's relationship because you have no idea what is going on behind closed doors.
You never know.
There's
two sides to everything, and you don't know what's going on there.
That's right, Brett. Well, Nicole's listening. I really appreciate you calling and chiming in.
All right, Nicole, don't throw it away.
Don't throw it away. Thank you, honey. There you have it. Once again, we want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. She needs our help. 321-0931. Should she kick Nick to the curb? Once again, she met him a year ago. He was going through a divorce with his wife. It was pretty much done. The papers were just needed to be signed. Well, a year later, Nick's ex-wife has contacted Nicole, telling her, "You're the reason, honey, why we got divorced." 93.1 Jams, Claire, what do you think?
Hi, I've been through, unfortunately, a very similar situation, and I think this girl should look up the court records and see when the divorce actually went through.
Ooh,
and then if there's anything fishy about his timeline, she's going to have a really serious conversation with her guy.
That is very true. What do you think about the ex-wife contacting her now? Do you think that's a little different? Do you think she's looking for something?
I think it's weird that it wouldn't have happened sooner.
Yeah.
But as the other caller said, there's always two sides to the story. So I think you should just check on all the details.
There you have it. I really appreciate you calling in, Claire. And I'm sorry you were in a situation like that. Thanks, honey. Take care.
Yep.
Bye, honey. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Christine, good morning. What do you think?
I think that it doesn't matter when she contacted her.
Mm-hmm.
Once a cheater, there's always a cheater. Because if he's cheating on her,
yeah,
and when he gets with this lady here, he's going to cheat on her also.
So you think it's back in Nicole's head that, okay, you know, yeah. Now I found out that he was cheating with me during that time. He lied.
Right. It could have been that she just got the information on this new lady.
That's true.
You know, in order to call her a year later.
Mm-hmm. So, lo and behold, do you say dump him or keep him?
Dump him.
Christine says dump him. Thanks so much, honey, for calling us. We really appreciate it. And so does Nicole. 93.1 Jams. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi. I think she should just confront him and ask him, like, straight up if it's true. And
right.
I think the reaction on, you know, on his face, I mean, if she's been with him for a year, then, you know, she should be able to tell if he's lying or not,
mm-hmm.
one would think.
If
he's lying, then, I mean, again, like what the other lady said, once a cheater, always a cheater. And if he lied to you, he'll lie again.
Oh, it's such a sticky situation. I'm sure she's in love with him by now. But yeah, when it comes to the ex-wife and then maybe hurting Nicole, that's not a good thing. Nick, that's not a good deal. So you say dump him.
Yeah.
All right, honey. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate your call and giving some advice. Let's see. Good morning, 931 Jams. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Chris.
Chris, yes. Give us a male's side on this.
I would like to give a male side on this. I don't think she should really look into it. You know, the relationship is already over with. Maybe his ATF is trying to have some things out to still have the feelings for her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she might be contacting, like you said, Nicole now because she maybe wants her ex back. I'm wondering if Nick is talking to his ex. That's another question.
You know, you have to. That is another question, and maybe they both should have a conversation about this later on once they get home.
Definitely. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Definitely, you know.
Problem.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
All right, honey. Take care. Well, Nicole, I hope that helped, honey. A lot of you were saying dump him, have a conversation with him. Perhaps the ex-wife wants him back. It's not a fun situation for you, so I wish you the best. Have that conversation today and move on from there.
Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember, it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not.
Yes, honey, at least you're not this dumb to get in the news because you didn't get away with it because you're not a good criminal. Mm-hmm. All right, Aaron, at least you're not a 60-year-old woman named Lori Jo Matthews in the Villages of Florida. See, she got angry on Sunday when her neighbors let their dogs out into the yard to relieve themselves. It happens.
I would get mad.
I bet you would, actually.
I'm kidding. I can't get mad at dogs.
You can't get mad at a dog?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good. Apparently, though, the dogs were barking, so Lori responded by going outside and barking back at them. Yes, that makes sense.
Give them a taste of their own medicine.
I'm not sure if the dogs got the message, but her neighbors definitely did, because after Lori was done barking, she walked over to the dog's house and slapped their owner in the face. Ow! Ow.
That's some sass.
That was some sassy, honey. She also fought with the cops when they came, and she wound up getting arrested for battery and resisting arrest. Based on the cuts and the bruises on her face and her mugshot, it looks like she struggled a bit.
A bit.
Just a bit. Never good to do, hence why you should have a fence.
Mm.
Oh, I did a rhyme. Hence why you should have a fence.
Hence.
Ha!
Fence.
At least you're not.
Here we go. At least you are not a 38-year-old guy named Joseph Ranger. Well, he kind of was in a nice situation. He wandered into a Ferrari Maserati dealership in Costa Mesa, California last month, and he saw a Ferrari 458 Spider in their garage for service. That's
Ooh.
A sexy car. Now, the keys were on the seat, so what do you think he did, Aaron?
Stole it.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Then about 2 weeks later, Joseph pulled into a Shell station and started asking people there if he could get a little money for gas.
Hey, bro, could I get some money for my Ferrari? I just can't afford it.
Oh, okay, sir. Let me see if I can send
him
in the middle of my glove compartment. I'm so sure.
And that was very suspicious, of course, because, again, yes, he was driving a $300,000 car. So someone called the cops, and they found Joseph hiding in some bushes behind a Holiday Inn nearby and arrested him. He was charged with felony vehicle theft and several other charges as well. Now, the Ferrari belonged to a woman named Susan, and Joseph had trashed it so badly that her insurance company declared it a total loss.
Oh, that'd be heartbreaking. Now she has to get herself a brand new Ferrari.
Oh my gosh, it must be nice to be so rich.
At least you're not.
Here we go. At least you're not a 50-year-old guy named Gary Howard from Sebastopol in Northern California. He wanted to get revenge on a criminal defense lawyer earlier this month. Now, it's not clear why Gary had a problem with the lawyer, because there's no paths ever crossed between these two. They don't know each other. He found the lawyer's address in the phone book, then put a dead bird. A dead bird, okay. And a flaming box of dog poopy on the porch and set the lawyer's pickup truck on fire.
Oh, well, that's just okay. That's scary.
Do you really want to mess with an attorney?
That's frightening.
They will go after you.
Yes, they will.
They will go after you. Here's the problem. He was at the wrong house. Gary accidentally targeted someone who had the same name as the lawyer. Anyway, he was arrested for felony arson, vandalism, and animal cruelty to the bird. That really made me mad, the bird part.
Yeah, that's so mean.
Unless he found it.
I think he found it.
Yeah,
he
sounds a little crazy. Enjoy jail. And by the way, you should probably just hire that attorney you're trying to go after. Now.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Gems.